this week's Torah, where he has been sponsored, Leilo Nishmas Mora Sora Reza, Bas Binyom and Hakayin. Chof Shvat, Thursday the 31st of January, Rabbi Eli Pick, Leining, Lining, Aseret Sedibros.
When I was at the tender age of 12, preparing for my bar mitzvah, which was on Parshas Yisro, when I was practicing in shul, the gabba came up to me, and he told me three things that I should know. Number one, he said the minhag of the shul is tamo elyon, not tamo tachton. What does that mean? There are two different ways of laning the aseret sedibros. Most killers nowadays do tamo elyon, even on Yisro and Rosh Chanon, as well as Shavuos, but there are some killers following Minhag Ogro, who only lain Tamo Elyon on Shavuos. What's Tamo Elyon? Where we treat the whole Dibur of the Aseres HaDibros as one long Pasuk. Or it might be one very short Pasuk. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinof, Lo Tignof. You don't normally get a Pasuk of just two words. And those we also treat like a complete Pasuk, because we're talking Pasukim on Tam HaTachto. And Tamo Elyon is, we're talking Dibros. When one lanes to oneself, Shnai Mikravecho Tagrim, one lanes Tama Tachta. The second thing that the Gabba said to me was, I want you to do a little bit of a warble, Chazonish style, at the end of each of the Dibras, to make it sound a bit more special, to make it sound a bit more significant. Okay, fine. Custom of the place. And the third thing he said to me was, pause for a couple of seconds before you get to the Aseret HaDibros to allow people to stand up. Okay, well, we accept this as normal because we see it all over the place that people stand up for the Aseret HaDibros. And after all, I'm never going to argue with a gabba, am I? Especially when I'm just about to be bar mitzvah. If you argue with a gabba, then I'll give you a very heavy sefer for Hagba. So, okay, whatever you say, I'll do. But the question is, everybody's going to stand up for the Aseret HaDibros. Why? Why is everybody standing up for the Aseret HaDibros? Is the Aseret HaDibros more special than the rest of the Torah? All right, we all know about the speciality of the Aseret HaDibros and the Mamad Har Sinai. But why is it that we are standing up for it? We also stood up for the Shira last Shabbos. And this question was put before the Rambam. In his Tshuvas in Simon Memvov, he was asked whether it is a correct custom to stand up whilst we are laning the Aseret HaDibros. It was quoted that there had already been a custom back in Bovel to do such a thing. However, it was a question also of whether it would affect people's emunah. Why? Because people will start saying that this part of the Torah is more important than other parts. And the Rambam replied that yes, indeed, this will be a mistake to do, because people will regard the Aseret HaDibros as a part of the Torah which is more important. Yavou lachshav b'Torah sheyesh l'kesoron k'sasa al k'sasa, that some parts of the Torah are more important than others. V'zeh ra'ad ma'od, this is very, very bad. And it will affect people's emunah. Emunah haroi, he says, that there will be this misunderstanding that the Aseret HaDibros are regarded as a more important part of Torah than any other part. There is really no difference between the importance and the Kedusha of one part of the Torah and another part. And indeed, there is also no difference, if a person is an Abikoros, between one who says that the whole Torah is not true, and one who says that just one pasuk is not true. So we have to be careful that we're not going to create any misunderstandings, especially people who are weak in their emunah or their Yiddishkeit might get the wrong impression that when one stands for the Aseret HaDibros, oh, this is it, this is the Torah. There is, of course, a preliminary question, and that is standing generally for Kriyas HaTorah. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph discusses the idea that the Baal Korah has to stand. It's discussed in contrast with reading the Megillah on Purim. For Kriyas HaTorah, a Baal Korah always has to stand, but he says the Kehillah may sit. There are some people who have the custom to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but it's not the din. And indeed, the Ari HaKadosh said it's better to sit, Midirei Kabbalah, than to stand. So if it's better to sit than to stand, then certainly we are singling out a part of the Torah of the Aseret HaDibros and indeed the Shira when we are standing. On what does the Rambam base his psak? The Rambam bases his teshuva on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where it says that Chazal wanted to include the Aseres HaDibros in the davening. In the Birchas Kriyas Shema, Ava Rabba, in the Shachris itself, there was a plan to include the Aseres HaDibros, and they decided against it. Why? Tarumas HaMinim. The Minim, the Abikosim, they will start saying that this is what the Torah is. And Rashi there says, Shelo Yomru Amei Oretz, Ein Sheh Torah Emes. That the rest of the Torah, Amei Oretz will say, is not true. And there's also Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, which says something similar, that the Abikosim will say, that that's all we got at Har Sinai. And therefore, we will avoid putting an emphasis on the Aseres HaDibros. The Rashba in his Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Kuf Pei Dalad, is asked about saying nowadays the Aseres HaDibros in the davening, and he says it's osur to do so. Absolutely forbidden. And nevertheless, the Tur, at the very beginning of Or HaChaim, Siman Aleph, says that it's a praiseworthy thing to say the Aseres HaDibros every day. And the Beis Yosef challenges him on this. He says, how can you say that it's praiseworthy to say the Aseres HaDibros every day if we know from the Rashba that it's also to say it in the davening? So he answers, it's okay if you say it as an individual, as a person. But as a tzibur, we never say the Aseres HaDibros together in the davening. And the Rama confirms this. That is the din, that you can say the Aseres HaDibros privately as a yochid. And there is a Taz, in fact, which quotes that Rav Chaim Vital, who was a Talmud of the Ari HaKadosh, was saying the Aseres HaDibros in his davening, and he was told off by the Ari, and he stopped saying it. Me'inyan le'inyan, mo'se'inyan, the Aseres HaDibros seems to carry a lot of importance in the outside world, and there is a Mogen Avraham there in Siman Aleph, in Sifkot and Tes, who remarks that it is not allowed to put the Aseres HaDibros up on a plaque, or on a wall of a shul, or above the Aron HaKodesh, and we've got it right here in Kilo Kedosha Oil Moshe. How can this be? And the Munkacharov in, that's Rav Chaim Elozer Shvira, he writes in the Mukei Arachaim, he refers to the Magen Avraham, B'shem the Lechem Chamudos, the Ein Lichta Aseres HaDibros al Kutras Miuchad leTzibur. One may not write the Aseres HaDibros on anything special for the Tzibur. And he refers to the Shuras Shai, Reb Shlomo Yehuda Leiv Tabak, Im Lichto Bekosel, neither on a wall of a shul or Aseres HaDibros, and not on a plaque above there on a Kodesh. And he quotes Rav Tzvi Hirsch, the Baal Darkei Tshuva, that it is not correct in any form whatsoever, because you're giving prominence to one part of the Torah against other parts. Now we know that these respectable shuls, such as this one, have it. Is it a case of a minag Yisrael Tori, that people might be having the wrong idea, and a minag is long established? Maybe a minag can be okay halacha in certain circumstances. There is one shul in London, Marble Arch Synagogue. If you go there, you see beautiful stained glass windows in the Beis HaMidrash. And they've got there the Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros, and underneath there's a caption, and it says, the Ten Commandments, given by Everard Goodman in Jerusalem. Once I was sitting at a Shabbos lunch, a very Heimisher family, and the fellow's aunt was there, and we were talking Torah, and she came out with this strange thing. She said, I believe in the Ten Commandments, as if to say that she's not really believing in anything else. And there is this problem. And we do know that the breakaways, the reform, make a big fuss of making such illustrations. The Christians also make a fuss about the Ten Commandments. Mind you, they don't really keep it anyway. Many of them delete the second one, and they make up the number by dividing the tenth one. And, of course, they can't count. 6 days, 7th days, you should rest. They don't know what the seventh day is. That's another matter. So we find so many misconceptions and misunderstandings that we can understand why Chazal were worried that people will have this attitude about the Aseres HaDibros, that what they are doing is giving it too much emphasis. And the Tosfos Yom Tov is quoted in the Minhag Yisrael, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, that one should rebuke any shul which puts up the Aseres HaDibros on its Aron HaKodesh. And Rav Aaron Levine, the Rav of Sombor, who was sadly killed by the Nazis, Yirach Shemar, in his Sefer Birchas Aaron, he says, I'm amazed at the number of shuls which put the Aseres HaDibros on the Aron HaKodesh. Why are we departing from the words of the Magen Avraham? And Rav Nosson Nosson Landau, the Rav of Ushpetshin, in the Kmo HaShachar, he says, Osu Lamed Luchos Shel Aser Sadibros Al Botei Kenesios, one is forbidden to put up the Ten Commandments on these places, and he says, even if it's only with the Aleph base, because sometimes there isn't enough space to write them, so you just get the Aleph base, Gimel Dalet up to Yud, and he says, even that is Osur. And the same is written in the Shalos Tshuvos Meshiv Dvarim of Rav Gershon Rosenbaum. But, you know, even the Jewish Tribune has it on their front page. So what is the justification? All right, there are many who will say, Seres HaDibros, that there are 620 letters, which reflect the 613 mitzvahs, plus the 7 Rabbonon, Gematria Keser, 620, hence it writes Keser Torah, Keser is 620. Yeah, it's all very nice. And the Shlo HaKodesh writes in Parshas Yisro that within the Aseres HaDibros is included the whole Torah. And the Abba Banel actually goes through all the 613 mitzvahs to show how they relate to the Ten Commandments. So there you've got some justification. But we will revert to our original question about the standing in Shul to try and gain ourselves a meaningful answer. Certainly there are prominent views which say one should be sitting during the Aseres HaDibros. Rav Avadya Yosef in his Tshuva Sichavei Das, Simon Aleph, Simon Chaf Tes, writes at length about this subject and concludes that one should follow the psak of the Rambam and sit during the Aseres HaDibros. Then he asks also in Chelek Vov, where in Simon Ches, if other people stand up, should one stand up with them or should one sit? And he says it is good to sit, but if everybody is standing up, then what you do is stand up earlier, before the Aseres HaDibros starts, and Reb Moshe Feinstein says something similar, then you're not dafka just standing up for the Aseres HaDibros, but for other parts of the Torah as well. But the Sefer Teldos Yekovna says that the Av Beis Din, Hagaon Rav Leibel, he abolished the custom where his community was standing up for the Aseres HaDibros, and he did away with it. It is also known that more recently, Rav Eliyoshiv Zatzal sat during the Aseres HaDibros. So this is the question. Is it a minak tos? Do we say that it is a wrong thing to do? And the Rivash writes in his Tshuvas Perek Nun Gimel that when a custom prevails in Klal Yisrael, but it's not in accordance with Takonas HaChachomim, then it's osur and one must do away with it. A minag, any Tom, Vic or Harry can make up a custom. That's not something which we should stick to if the custom is wrong. There's an interesting example of minag oke halocha in certain rare cases where it is possible for a custom to override a din. If a minag is so well established, the Steichemed writes, that if a minag is so long established that it becomes like a din, although he says you have to beware, minag has the same letters as Gehinnom. So there is an interesting example of this in the Tshuvas of the Shivas Tzion. That's the son of the Noda Behuda in Simon Vov, and he's asked this question about an auction which was taking place in a shul on Shabbos Bereshis. It was decided that because it's such a big cover to have the first aliyah, they would make an auction for this aliyah. Even though the first aliyah should really go to a Kohen, what if the auction is won by a Yisrael? Can a Yisrael get this aliyah? The Kohen should not be mochel on his covered. So he says like this, because when you're having an auction for having the first aliyah, that is giving kovod la Torah. This custom, which he said was long established, is giving kovod to Torah, and therefore he finds reason to allow it. Although other occasions, one can't do. So there you find an example where you have a din, and the minag shifts the din to one side in certain circumstances. Could we say the same here? That maybe we've got this minag to stand up, and maybe you could say this is kovod la Torah, we're standing up. After all, we're commemorating Har Sinai, Mamad Har Sinai, the greatest event in all history. So we have this minag, and if the minag is okay, halacha, well, it's a long established custom. Comes along the Shalosh Tshuvos Dvar Shmuel, Rosh Shmuel Avohav, and he says in Simon Reish Ayin Vav, it's okay, you stand up. He says there is a difference with Gemara Brachos, where Chazal were worried about putting the Aseres HaDibros in the davening. It's not the same thing. We're learning from the Torah every single week. We're giving importance to all the parshas of the Torah. And Dafka, on this occasion, we're reading the Aseres HaDibros, so we're giving a hidur to it. We're reenacting Mamad Har Sinai. And he quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which talks about Kiddush Levana, where we have this phrase, L'hakvil Panei Aviyem Shabashumayim, that we're receiving the Shekhinah in heaven, and we stand in honor of it. You don't sit when you do Kiddush Levana. And Rashi there says, Mipnei Kavod HaShekhinah, to give honor to the Shekhinah. And the Marshal writes in Siman Samach Dalet, it's only in the davening or in the Berachos Kriyas Shema that it's not allowed. But elsewhere, or you can make an emphasis on the Aseres HaDibros. And of course, we know from the Sedra this week, Vayisyatsu Besachti Sahor, the people stood at the mountain. So standing was quite an obvious thing to do at the time of Matan Torah. Rav Menashe Klein in his Shuvas Mishnah Halacha, Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Yud Ches, asks the question about the strength of the Minag. Do we keep to this old custom? Do we say Minag Yisrael Torah? Or do we discontinue? And the Shalmei Chagiga is quoted by Rav Yaakov Al-Ghazi Zatzal. He says, we don't have to worry so much nowadays about the Minim, the Abikosim. What happened before is not quite what's happening now. They're not really quite prevalent that they will say, this is what the whole Torah is. On the other hand, the Bechor Shor asks on this, and he says, even if you say there are no Minim nowadays, surely by means of standing and giving special treatment to the Aseres HaDibros, you will create new Minim nowadays. People will come along with this misconception that the Aseres HaDibros is the Torah and nothing else is of importance. This question is dealt with in some detail by the Chidor. The Chidor, in his Sefer Tzuv Ayin, in Siman Yud Tes, asks the question about standing for the Aseres HaDibros. And he's completely all for the custom. He says, we read set portions every week, and this is just one of the portions which we read, which we do treat all the Torah with equal importance, and the Aseres HaDibros are the basics. They are the basics of Yiddishkeit. When people were standing at Har Sinai, they were trembling in awe and in reverence, and this is a commemoration to remember. So therefore, it is quite correct, he says, to stand when we read the Aseres HaDibros. He even goes a step further. He says, if other people are standing, it is also for you to sit. And he quotes from the Gemara in Megillah in Chaf Beis, where it's giving the concept of Al Tifrosh Min HaTzibur, you don't depart from what other people are doing. And in Hilchos Derech Eretz and Siman Zayin, which talks about you don't sit when other people are standing, and you don't stand when other people are sitting. He therefore defends the custom. According to Rav Avadya Yosef, the Chidor was not aware of the Rambam's Psak, in the Rambam's Tshuva Siman Mem Vav, because that was based on a manuscript which was only actually published many years later. In fact, it's relatively recently, only in the last 100 years or so, that this Teshuva of the Rambam was printed widely, and beforehand, it is his view that a lot of people didn't know it. There is even a view given in the Sefer Minhage of the Chidor by Rav Amar that maybe this Teshuvah is wrongly attributed to the Rambam. That's already something we just don't know. It's accepted that it's the Rambam. But Rav Menashe Klein says that the Chidor is someone to respect. If he is an Acharon and the Rambam was a Rishon, then we do have another question. Can we then set aside what the Acharonim are saying in favour of what the Rishonim are saying? In fact, we have to. Surely we have to set aside what the Acharonim are saying in favour of what the Rishonim are saying. So if it comes to light that the Rambam said it's Osur, then we should say to the Chidor, sorry, we have to put you to one side. So he says, here there is no new halacha. There is a long-established custom. We know it was already going on in the time of Bavel. And therefore, there is every justification to carry it on. And we don't have to worry about this rule of setting aside something said by the Acharonim in favour of the Rishonim. Rav Shalom Mashash, who writes in his Sefer Shemesh Umogein in Siman Nun Zayin, also discusses the custom. He says it's long established, both amongst the Sfardim and amongst the Ashkenazim. And he said not only is it a custom which is allowed, he says we should strengthen this custom. It is important for us to reenact Mamad Har Sinai. There was the thunder, there was the lightning, people were standing in awe and reverence. He says, we don't care about the minim and the abikosim. Sadikim yelchuvom, ufoshim ichoshlivom. The righteous people, they will know what's right. And the evil people, they will always find a justification for what they want to go astray. We don't have to worry about it. We should be reliving Har Sinai, the greatest event in all history. And in fact, Rabbi Yosef Albo writes that the Ma'amad Har Sinai and the miracles associated with it were even greater than Kriyas Yamsuf and all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to give it some prominence. And so that is also why we are singing the Tamo Elyon. When we're singing the Tamo Elyon on Parshas Yisro, Voschanon, or at least on Shavuos, why are we doing this? To give prominence that this is the Aseret Dibros as we heard it as 10 Dibros at Har Sinai. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas Chelek Dalet Chaf Dalet that because we're standing for the Shiro, we also stand at other times, like when we come to the end of the Sefer to say Chazak, because we're standing at other times, it doesn't matter so much if you're standing for the Aseret Dibros as well. It's not a problem. Although Rav Sternbuch in his Tshuvas Vanhogas Chelek Aleph and Kuf Mem Dalet suggests what Rav Eladi Yosef suggested, that you stand up a bit earlier. And then you're not standing up just for the Aseret HaDibros, but for other parts of the Torah as well. The Rokeach brings down the Psikta of Rav Kahana, where he writes on B'chodesh HaShlishi, in this week's Parsha, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Hashem says to his people Israel, when you read the Aseret HaDibros, Ma'ali Ani Aleichem, I consider it ki'ilu atem omdim lifnei Har Sinai. I'm regarding it as though you are standing at Har Sinai itself, or mekablim es haTorah, and you are receiving the Torah. That even nowadays, every single day, we're doing a Kabbalah haTorah, not only on Shavuos, and not only when we're actually reading Aseret HaDibros, but every day we should be doing a reminder, if we're not saying it, but the idea of the Aseret HaDibros is that it's the root of all the Tariag mitzvahs, and therefore we give it enormous importance. And on the subject of Minag generally, I once heard from a Rav, Dayan Naftalin, Zichrono Livracha, who said, what is the idea behind Minag? When we have a custom to do something, is it just what every Tom, Dick, or Harry might make up? He says, Minag goes much deeper than that. When we practice a Minag, especially a long-established one, we're showing Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just treating the Torah as a list of do's and don'ts, that we've got the Tariag Mitzvahs, that we can do this and we can't do that. That's not our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our feeling of Dveikus and Avas Hashem. And this is spelt out when we're doing the Minhogim. And as the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrim, we're giving importance to the Minhogim, just like to Takonas Chazal and to other Dinim and so on, because it's the Minhogim which keep Torah alive in so many ways. And that is why we give this importance to Menag Yisrael. Torah, we don't have to stop at anybody who does stand, and according to these poskim, we do stand with the Tzibor, even if our Minhag is to sit. Thank you very much.